The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The Lord God said to me, "As for you, son of man, obey me when I speak to you. Be not rebellious like this house of rebellion, but open your mouth and eat what I shall give you." It was then that I saw a hand stretched out to me, in which was a written scroll, which he unrolled before me. It was covered with writing front and back, and written on it was, "Lamentation and wailing and woe." He said to me, "Son of man, eat what is set before you. Eat this scroll, then go speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. "Son of man," he said to me, "feed your belly and fill your stomach with the scroll I am giving you." I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. He said, "Son of man, go now to the house of Israel and speak my words to them." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. How sweet to my taste is your promise. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Your decrees are my inheritance forever, the joy of my heart they are. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. How sweet to my taste is your promise. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever becomes humble like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. What is your opinion? If a man has 100 sheep and one of them goes astray, will he not leave the 99 in the hills and go in search of the stray? And if he finds it, amen, I say to you, he rejoices more over it than over the 99 that did not stray. In just the same way, it is not the will of your heavenly Father that one of these little ones be lost." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, as we celebrate the Feast of St. Clare, who started the Poor Clares, of course, with St. Francis, we hear that Jesus tells us that we must change and become like children. And it's interesting because while he's telling them to repent, to change their life, because they're seeking and asking, who's the greatest in the kingdom? So they're trying to figure out amongst them, and what do you have to do to be great in the kingdom of heaven? It was all about them. And then he says so explicitly, you will not go to the kingdom of heaven unless you become as a child. Pride keeps you out of the kingdom. You can go to daily mass and go to hell forever if you're filled with pride. If I could be a priest and go to hell forever if I'm filled with pride. So that worries me a bit. But the reality is God calls you and me to that humility. And humility is expressed Most importantly, in the first reading, where we look at God saying to Ezekiel, "Do obey me when I speak to you." Obedience is the way we stay humble. And boy, there's so many people in the church today that think they're very humble, but will not obey. They obey only themselves. When you and I obey only ourselves and do it our way, we cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. It's just that simple. We need to become children. Children are humble and they obey. We need to be humble and obey. And when we do that, we will enter the kingdom. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.